guys, and welcome back to my channel, and welcome back to my wedding series. So in today's video, I wanted to strictly talk about venues and searching for your venue. I obviously did this a long time ago. Our wedding is about a month and a half away now. Aside from researching wedding dresses, looking at venues and researching venues was definitely one of the things I spent the most time on. I spent so much time perusing venues on the internet. I didn't spend a whole lot of time looking at venues in person, but I looked at so many online, it's crazy. So I just wanted to share with you guys like what I was looking for, and I think what any bride should be considering when they're looking at venues. Just basic things as well as some of the things that personally I wanted to look for in a venue. So let's get started. So with most venues, you have to book pretty far in advance. So picking your venue is gonna be one of the first things that you do after you get engaged. Picking your venue is super important and totally sets the tone for the entire event. The very first thing you need to be aware of when you start looking for venues is you need to know about how many guests you're going to have. Obviously, you don't need a guest list right off the bat, but it is super important that you know about how many people because that really narrows down your venue search. If you fall in love with a venue that only holds 100 people and you're planning on having 150, then you just wasted your time. So make sure you have a really good idea of how many guests you're having. That way your search is more productive and successful. So once you have a ballpark for the number of guests you're going to be having, you can start going to town and researching venues. So what I did is I went on the Knott's website. They have like a venue search tool on there that's really great. You type in your area, and then there's also like a bunch of different filters you can use for like price, number of guests, things like that to help you narrow down your search. Once I set my filters and my area, I pretty much just started scouring through every single venue. So like I said, I like pored over all of the different venue options on the Knott. I pretty much went through every single venue. I went to their website, I looked through their pictures, I looked through their packages, just to get an idea of different places that I definitely was really interested in. And those places that I was super interested in, even before I went to like see them in person, I looked at a lot of reviews online. One great place to look for reviews is WeddingBee. It's like a forum type website for all things wedding related. And it's been around for years. So there are like years and years and years of forums on there, and it's super helpful. So I would just type in the venue into WeddingBee, and a bunch of different posts would come up, and I would see like what people were saying. Like, did they like the food? Was the atmosphere good? How was the staff? I mean, did the day go off without a hitch? Were there problems? What were they? And just trying to get a feel for each place. Obviously you can look at people's websites, but that is like their highlight reel. They're only gonna put the best pictures. They're only gonna display the good reviews and things like that. So you definitely want to get like an unbiased opinion, and you can definitely do that through outside websites. Like the Knott has reviews as well, but for some reason I just really liked using WeddingBee. So that was the next thing that I would do after I kind of got a list so I could get an even better feel for these venues. My main goal was to try and get like the best picture possible I could of each and every venue I was interested in without actually having to go, because I was looking like all over the greater Philadelphia area. I was looking at some that were in New Jersey, some that were downtown in Philly, some were like out in the country. I was like kind of all over the place with my venue search in the beginning. But anyway, so I really wanted to try and do as much research as I could beforehand to really narrow my list down before I went in person. That being said, you do get a different feel when you go visit a venue in person. You can see a lot from pictures, but it is a totally different experience when you're seeing it for yourself live. Personally, I am just super decisive, and I knew exactly pretty much what I wanted. So I knew I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time looking at different venues because I knew I'd be able to narrow it down pretty well from what I was able to gather online. I will say though that I picked our venue totally off of feeling when I was there. I mean, it did meet like all of my criteria at the same time, but I wouldn't have gone there if it didn't meet my criteria. But anyway, when I walked into like the, we're having it like a ballroom, when I walked into the room, I got goosebumps and I just wanted to dance. Like I was like, I just want to be like wearing a white dress and I want to start spinning around on this dance floor. I just wanted to dance. So that's how I knew, like, all right, this is where we're gonna have it. And we ended up like totally switching up our whole wedding plans to be at this venue. They didn't have any of the dates we wanted. We ended up moving the wedding up like way earlier than we were planning on having it. But it was just, it was that important to us because I loved it that much. And I just got such an amazing feeling being there, and I knew that this was definitely the place where we had to hold it. And it was funny actually, because we almost didn't even go see it because they didn't have any of the dates we were interested in, but we were in the city and I was like, wow, I'm not gonna cancel the appointment. Like, we might as well just go, at least to use it for like comparison purposes. Like, why not just see another place we're already here? So we ended up going and we walked into the ballroom and literally we looked at each other and we were like, shit, this is it. Like, we have to have it here. So we had to completely change up our whole plan, but it was so worth it. I wouldn't have done it any other way. For me personally, there were a couple things that I was really looking for. Obviously, it had to be in my area and it had to fit the number, approximate number of guests that we were going to be having. But then there was also some criteria that was important to me that I wanted the venue to have. The first and probably most important thing is I wanted the venue to be something that was pretty much a blank canvas. Obviously, every venue is going to have its own look and feel, but I didn't want something that was going to be super detailed or anything, any kind of strong decorations or colors or anything like that that I wouldn't be able to work with. My vision for our wedding is it's going to be lots of white, lots of gold, a little bit of blush here and there, but something that is just very bright and classic and kind of glamorous and traditional at the same time. So there was a lot of venues I was looking at that I thought were really cool places, and you know, they were definitely good options for us, but they had like bright yellow walls in the reception room, or like these thick red velvety curtains on these big giant beautiful windows that if I want to have a white and gold wedding, it's just going to totally clash with that room. So it was important for me to find a place that was, of course, had its own look and feel, but also at the same time was enough of a blank canvas that I knew I could kind of project my ideas and my vision for the day onto that room and into that environment, and it wasn't going to clash, it was just going to complement what I already had in mind. And along with that, it's important to think about when you start going through venues, like what kind of look you want, and just in general, like, are you going for something that's more rustic? Like, are you looking for like a farm or a barn or maybe even like a manor to hold your wedding festivities? Or are you looking for something that's more glamorous or traditional, like a ballroom or something like that? There's definitely a lot of different ways that you can decorate and create an ambiance in all of those places, but you do kind of have to decide like what you're going for, if it's going to be something that's more rustic or more glamorous, more traditional, anything like that. The next thing that was important to me when looking at venues was whether or not they had accommodations on site. This may not be important to some people, but for me, I just could not get past the fact that certain places just didn't have like, okay, everyone's just gonna go up to their rooms at the end of the night. Everything's right there, no one has to drive. You can just stay, have fun, party, and let loose. I think that's probably because most of the weddings that I've been to in my lifetime, as far as my family, that's how they've always been, and I just love that environment. I don't like having to get bussed from here to there and have people have to drive. I just love the idea that like you arrive at the reception venue and that's where that's where everything is. You don't have to worry about leaving, you don't have to worry about driving, you don't have to worry about being transported anywhere. You're just there and it's just, you're ready to have a good time and just enjoy the night. So it was really important to me that there were accommodations on site, and especially enough accommodations that both our guests as well as the wedding party would all be staying in the same place. Obviously, not all of our guests are going to be staying at the hotel where we're hosting our wedding, but I wanted that to be an option. There was one venue we were looking at that was so gorgeous. I was obsessed with it. It could not have been more perfect, other than the fact that there weren't a lot of accommodations. There was actually, like, it was this huge old manor, and it did have rooms in it where you could stay, but it would only be like Matt and I and like a select few other people. And I just don't like the idea of like waving bye to the guests at the end of the night and having them go off to somewhere else separate from where we are, because we want to have an after party. We want to soak up that day and make it last as long as possible and just totally roll with it and enjoy the party. So I just didn't like the idea of being separated from our guests. I wanted to be able to hang out with everyone. I just didn't want that disconnect at the end of the night. It just seemed sad to me. So I ended up just not even going to look at that venue in person because I knew I didn't want that. That it was that important to me that I just completely crossed off my list as not an option, because I just didn't like the idea of having to bus back and forth and then say goodbye to the guests at the end of the night. So that's pretty much all I have for this video. Like I said, just do your research, do your homework, just try and narrow it down as best you can at home from the comfort of your own couch before you go crazy and looking at tons of different venues. And also just figure out, you know, what's important to you and things that you're not willing to compromise on, and then just go from there. And of course, the most important thing is have fun with it. Enjoy the process. It can be stressful, but just have fun with it. Looking at venues can be intimidating, it can take longer than you want, but it is so fun at the end of the day. So just enjoy it, have a good time doing it, and that's all I have to say. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this video. I cannot wait for our wedding, it is getting so close, I can't believe it. I still have a lot of little stuff to do, but I'm just like, I'm feeling pretty good and I'm feeling ready. Bring it on. Thank you guys so much for watching this video, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye! And in today's video, I want to specifically focus on